Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've heard, some great news for the Irish among the Oscar nominations today. Among them, someone who we were talking to not too long ago, an animated short film called Retirement Plan. It's only 7 minutes long. It tells the story of a man called Ray, voiced by Donald Gleeson, listing off all the things he hopes to do upon reaching retirement. On the line, thrilled to say congratulations to John Kelly. John, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Thanks so much. Delighted to be here.
Did you watch the thing live?
Yes, between my fingers. on a laptop at home. We had a little Zoom with the rest of the crew. So it was lovely to be celebrated together digitally.
I think it came up last, did it?
Yeah, it was somewhere in the middle, but there was no reason to the order. I didn't quite understand. Lovely surprise when it suddenly came up and my heart dropped to the floor.
Yeah, it is fantastic. So, like, now it's shortlisted. Do they contact you or you know, how does it work? Do they send you an invite in the post or what?
I'm not even sure. All I know is, the nomination means that there's five films now, all very different. The event is just one day shy of St. Patrick's Day on the 16th of March. Hopefully a good sign. And we'll go over for that. And it'll be terrifying but exciting.
Yeah.
I'm still processing it all.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I have. Yeah, we have got you on the hop a bit, I suppose. Have you been to the Oscars before?
No. No, never to anything like that. I won Ronald McDonald colouring competition when I was seven. That's the previous peak. I won a toothbrush.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. Well, no, that bodes well. That bodes well for the future, especially for a career in animation, to win a colouring competition at such an early age. And have you thought about getting a suit or any of that kind of stuff?
I'll need to get something. I'm not. I'm an animator, so I'm not used to being front of house. So I might need to. Yeah, it might be time for some sort of makeover montage. But I've only got one suit, my wedding suit, and that doesn't fit unless I can. I guess it's a black tie sort of thing. So I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to do some research. Frantic googling.
I think at the Oscars they kind of. It's around that theme, but they're not that strict about it. It's not like they won't let you in or anything like that. Have you seen the other shortlisted films?
Yes, I have. They're all really, really great. There was another Irish short by Cartoon Saloon, which didn't get nominated but was shortlisted, and I had dreamt the idea of a big Irish gang going over animators, which would have been fun, but yes, sadly they didn't make the nomination. They're all very different. There's one Canadian stop motion animation one by a directing duo who were nominated previously called The Girl Who Cried Pearls. Some of these you can watch online. Ours is on Disney Plus, but a lot of them you can't watch unless you they kind of keep them under wraps to try and license them and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And from a practical point of view, from attracting funding for future projects, does this make a huge difference to you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the hope. It's definitely the kind of the buzz and being on things like on your show before has resulted in calls out of the blue from production companies and also things like agents. In Hollywood, I don't know what I would do in Hollywood. I don't think I'm built for that, but I'm happy to speak to anyone that'll speak to me.
Yes.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah, absolutely. John, the warmest congratulations to you, and we will all be rooting for you on March the 16th. That was John Kelly there, a former winner of the Ronald McDonald Colouring Competition. Esther McCarthy, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. I suppose, first off, big picture, before we get to the Irish, Sinners kind of mopped up. Is that a record?
It is a record, yeah. It's a record. It got 16 nominations, which broke the record previously held by three films. Those were About Eve, Titanic and La La Land. They had 14 each, so they've pretty much smashed it, really.
Right.
And it has to be a favourite for Best Picture now. You know?
How many did Hamlet get in total?
I haven't done the tot on Hamlet, but very, very widely across the board, I know we got... Kiri Abu, by the way, for Jessie Buckley, nominated for Best Actress. And I think a favourite now to make history for Ireland by winning the Best Actress category. That category's never been won before. The great Brenda Fricker won in Supporting Actress. And the great Maureen O'Hara got an honorary Oscar. So that would be a first if she manages to do it. It is nominated across multiple categories, which strengthens Jessie's jump for this now, because it is in, I think it's got score, it definitely got Chloe Zhao and another directorial nomination, and it's in there for Best Picture as well. Maggie O'Farrell as well, who co-wrote the screenplay with Chloe Zhao, another great Irish woman, nominated in the Best Screenplay category. So it's really in a lot of the big noms there, which makes it a little bit sadder, really, that Paul Mescal missed out. I think we all expected him to be, you know, I don't think he was regarded as a favourite in the Best Supporting Actor category, but he was definitely regarded across Hollywood, really, as a safe enough bet for a nomination. So that's a little bit of a pity.
Okay.
I'm sure he would like to go to the party with all the others. But was it
unfortunate for him in a way, and this is not disrespecting him, that Jessie put in such a sensational performance that you kind of, it's hard to balance up against that.
I think it's the most generous. He's a very generous actor anyway on screen, Mescal. He works with people. And I think in a way, yeah, I mean, he does have some big scenes and he's really good in it and he holds his own with Jessie, you know. But his role is very much a supporting role in the purest possible sense, I think, in Hamlet, in that he is there to kind of let her shine. And the story is quite, it's almost feminist in a way, and retelling a story and reclaiming it in a feminist way with a female director and our great female star at the centre. Should that have cost him? I don't think so. I think that was just a really tight category and he might have gotten squeezed out, you know?
Yeah, and even actually in Jessie's category, there in another year, if she wasn't in it, there's a number of them you'd think would be in with a shot to win.
Yeah, and the favourite there now is, I'd be keeping an eye now. If I was from Kerry now, I'd be keeping a close eye on Rose Byrne, because she's nominated for, now it's an indie film. It doesn't have that kind of multiple nomination thing that can build momentum the way Hamlet does. But she's getting raves for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Yeah.
She's getting the best reviews of her career, actually. And she got a lot of nods from the end of year kind of film critic circles, not Academy style votes, but like a lot of the LA film critic circle, the New York film critic circle. You know, us founder members of the Jessie Buckley fan club are watching her like a hawk now, I can tell you.
Yeah. And Richie Baynham, this is, how many nominations has he received?
I think he's won two for
Avatar.
Oh,
right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. And he might have gotten more nominations than that, but he actually has two. He's great. You should try and get him on the show, actually, Sean, because he's a great character, a proud Talaman, and another graduate of the hugely successful animation studio that is Ballyfermot, that has made us one of the leading kind of animating and visually creative countries in the world, you know, all coming out of that little school.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, so he's won two already and he's enough up for another one for Avatar.
Up for Avatar again. Yeah, he's part of a visual effects team, but you'll find that's common in that category. There's a lot of people put a lot of work in and it's very collaborative and he's nominated, I think, with about three other people. But they get one each. They don't make them quarter the Oscar or anything, so that's grand.
Were there any surprises in it for you?
Not a huge amount. I think both in the supporting categories for actress and actor, I haven't had a chance to probably go through everything yet, but I kind of saw names pop up in both those categories that I didn't expect. And of course, one of those was the one where Paul Mescal got squeezed out. I think we can kind of lay claim to Hamlet a little bit, because as well as Jessie and Paul, there are at least three other Irish actors in the cast, co-written by Maggie O'Farrell. And I was talking to Chloe Zhao just before Christmas, and she said she wants to come over here and make a film and maybe live here for a while. So I hope Screen Ireland are listening. And we can just lay a little bit of claim to that. I think as well, you know, Element Pictures getting, you know, showing such an established run of success now at this stage at the Oscars, that they got 4 nominations and were barely given it a mention, you know.
Yes, so it's true. They should have reserved seating now or something.
They should just keep the seats every year for them. So yeah, they're there for Begonia. Yorgos Lanthimos' latest collaboration with them. And they'll be in with a shout there, especially I think for adapted screenplay. And Emma Stone, we need to watch out for Emma Stone. Now, she's won twice before, but she's nominated for Begonia in Jesse Buckley's category as well. And just finally, a little mention for Blue Moon, Richard Linklater's film, a period drama about the American lyricist Lawrence Hart, but it was shot completely on location here in Ireland with a supporting cast that includes Andrew Scott and Simon Delaney, and the Irish production company Wild Atlantic Pictures. And that's up for 2 Oscars. I think we can steal a claim on that one as well, you know.
Okay, so, definitely can.
By the time we talked them all up, I'd say we'd be hitting double numbers.
Oh God, let's hope so. There was an odd one I saw there in the documentary feature, and I don't know if you can explain this or not. There was one of the shortlisted nominated films. It's called Mr. Nobody Against Putin. But they and normally these films, they put names underneath it, i.e. the director. But it said nominees to be determined.
But that's interesting.
Isn't it? Now, I've never seen that before.
I have seen it once or twice, actually. It's I don't know if there is a theory to be built around that. It might just be that they weren't submitted properly in a form. It could be that boring, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, given the documentary it is, I wouldn't blame you for going, wonder what that's about.
Yes, sorry. Nominated, but don't put my name in it, for God's sake.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of that. You know, I'd have to look. I'll have to look that one up when the dust settles.
Yeah, life from a gulag with their acceptance speech kind of thing. Esther, thanks a million. As ever, that was the film reviewer, Esther McCarthy, there. Obviously, we didn't have time to mention the overwhelming success of K-pop Demon Hunter as well.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.